6237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. This is hour number two of USAprepares.com, and your dial is set correctly. It's a link to your instructors, all of your instructors, on the website, USAprepares.com. So if you'd like to contact one of your instructors. If you would like to listen to one of the broadcasts that we've had here on Genesis Communications Network, the largest alternative radio network in the world, podcasts and archives are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli, and I just want to mention a couple articles, posts on page one of USAprepares.com. Post number one, after you shoot, USAprepares.com senior instructor Alan Corwin. And what happens after you shoot? If you'd like to get more information about that, that's post number one. Post number two, the best way to save tomato seeds. Lucinda Bailey, USAprepares.com instructor, TexasReady.net. And what about processed meat? There is a link to early death if you eat processed meat. That would be bacon, sausage, salami, pastrami, ham. Okay, and there are a couple other articles, like 20 ingredients that you ought to memorize to avoid in any food that you consume. So that's just a hint of what's on page one of USAprepares.com. Today we're going to learn about how to protect you and your family from the gun grabbers, people who want to use your words against you. Yeah, we're going to learn about gun laws with USA Prepares newest senior instructor, the gun guy, Alan Corwin, gunlaws.com. Alan Corwin is the author of 14 books. Welcome, Alan Corwin.
Great to be with you, Vincent.
It's great to hear your voice. Alan, you know, there's so many anti-gun bills being sponsored in the United States of America. What's going on?
Well, they're sponsoring those bills because there's such a large armed public in America, and we represent freedom. Freedom is under assault in this country, and it's important for gun owners and non-gun owners alike to stand up to the barrage of anti-American, anti-freedom sentiment that's being pumped up by the school system, by the legislators who don't understand their oath of office, and by people who don't understand or respect the Constitution that has led us to the finest nation the world has ever seen. If you don't own a gun, then you don't own a solid physical piece of freedom, and it's time to get out there, take a class, find out which kind of firearm suits you, and if you're a prepper without a firearm, you're not a prepper.
Very strong statements, and Alan Corwin,
I'm being mild because I'm a moderate.
I couldn't agree with you more. As a matter of fact, here at USAprepares.com, we have an expo, and we teach what's involved with concealed carry classes. We talk about how to survive a gunfight. As a matter of fact, I was so outraged with the cost that some firearms instructors were charging for concealed carry courses. We put together a class where we offered concealed carry training at $65 per person, probably the lowest cost in America. And it was unbelievable. We had more people in our classroom than I've ever seen in any concealed carry class before. And frankly, Alan, I believe people are really, really frightened at the tyranny that's going on right now. Is that something that you're seeing, or is that just me here in the Ozark Mountains?
In the Ozark Mountains, no. And let me correct something here, Vincent. Everybody does this. The political left and the anti-freedom forces do this to us all the time. They kill us with words. Mm-hmm. We don't say concealed anymore out here in Arizona. We talk about discreet carry. Concealed sounds like you're hiding something, like you're doing something wrong. A criminal conceals things. We talk about discreet carry because that's the modern civilized norm. You have a permit to carry discreetly. And, in fact, in Arizona, we got rid of that completely with constitutional carry. There are 14 states now that are looking to enact constitutional carry where possession of a firearm is like possession of a book. There's no paperwork. There's no crime. Nobody's harmed. You simply own private property. You have it with you. And in Arizona, you can have it openly or discreetly. It's not a crime. There's no victim. You're not doing anything wrong. So we talk about discreet carry classes, carrying a firearm discreetly. A woman puts a handgun in her handbag, goes about her business, and that's perfectly legal out here. I would encourage you out in your state and anybody who's listening to this to push for laws that remove the penalty for having a firearm with you discreetly or openly. You also talked about how to win a gunfight. We actually have a book available at gunlaws.com called How to Win a Gunfight. And it talks about the fractions of a second when a violent encounter occurs and how to use those to your advantage, along with other tactical things that people don't normally think about. I run into a lot of people these days who want to get their first gun or who own an arsenal, or what they would call an arsenal. I would never call it an arsenal any more than I would call all my books some kind of radical right-wing anything. I just own a lot of books, and I don't even talk about what I own in the way of firearms because you never want to give up tactical advantage. And this is just private property that normal Americans own. In fact, my latest book, Your First Gun, asks the question, should you buy one and join 60 million safely armed American homes? This is normal behavior. This is what we Americans do, and this is something you as an American should do too.
You talk about how to win a gunfight. You want to give us some hints as to what we might learn by reading that book?
Well, there are a couple of rules you should keep in mind, and the first one is it's always better to avoid a gunfight than to win one.
Mm-hmm.
And most people figure they'll blast their way through. Avoiding a gunfight, ducking a gunfight, running away is a better option than shooting out of it. Now, it's always better to win one than to lose one, but you don't realize that when you drop the hammer, you're probably opening up your checkbook and writing out your life savings to a lawyer. And people don't think about that when they think about pulling the trigger. The judicial system is so stacked against you. Look at the situation with Zimmerman. I can almost hear it in your voice, Vincent. How do I outshoot the other guy? The key is to avoid getting in the situation where you have to and saving all that ammunition you have stocked up like the rest of us so that you don't have to face the judicial system. You mentioned that up on your website you have my 13th book, After You Shoot. The subtitle is Your Gun's Hot, The Perp's Not, Now What? Most people have not thought that through. And let me ask you this question. Let's say you have a perfectly clean shoot. You're in your bedroom. That's what the police call it, a clean shoot. You're in your bedroom. A criminal breaks in, fires first, and misses you. You hear the bullet whiz by. So you let off four rounds. You hit him dead center of mass. He drops. What do you do next? Well, tactically, you reload, you scan for an accomplice, and that would be tactically. Most people figure, I call 911. Well, don't you have a right to remain silent? Of course you do, but you're going to give that up when you call 911. You're going to talk into a police voice recorder. Who's coming out to make an arrest and convict somebody? The police. They're the last people you should talk to. Don't you have the right to have an attorney present prior to and during questioning? Of course you do. You're going to give that up when you're talking to the police tape recorder. Where's your Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination? You're going to give that up when you're talking to the 911 voice recorder. So there's a paradox for self-defense people, for victims of violent assaults when they call 911. And nobody has thought this through. That's why my 13th book, After You Shoot, is so important. I did this with 70 prosecutors and judges and criminal defense attorneys. If you call 911 immediately after a shoot, you're compromising your own safety the way Zimmerman did in Florida, and they will use those statements against you. And the judicial system is stacked against the person who survives an assault by using gunfire. And there is no perfect solution to this. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, but you need to know it, which is why it's better to avoid a gunfight than to win one. Now, in that situation I described, a perfectly clean shoot, you must survive. And the police will recognize that situation. But what if you knew this guy? What if he's having an affair with your wife? What if there are other extenuating circumstances? These things get complicated, and they're almost never perfectly clean shoots. There are other things going on. Does the county attorney hate guns and charges anybody involved in a shooting, so you're going to have to go make an appearance in court? Do you have a lawyer? What does it even mean to have a lawyer? Most people don't have one. There's an entire chapter in After You Shoot on having a lawyer and how to have one and how to have a good one and to make sure he's willing to show up. Now, in a really good situation, if the judiciary was properly organized, you don't call 911. You call your attorney and you say, Tony, I just shot a guy. If you say that in the 911 call, the prosecutor's work is done. You've just admitted a shooting. If you call your attorney and say that, he can call 911, and his statements aren't evidence. But if you call your lawyer first, the prosecutors will use that to imply guilt and say you lawyered up. Now, is that good or bad or ugly? And I hear the music.
Alan Corwin, USA Prepare's latest, newest senior instructor, dispensing great information, thought-provoking information. Class, this is a broadcast that you're going to want to share with your friends and family. Podcasts are free at usapreparers.com. Just click on Listen to Vincent, GCN. We'll be right back with Alan Corwin.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Alan Corwin's with us. And his website, gunlaws.com. Very simple, gunlaws.com. The system is stacked against us, the law-abiding community, and Alan Corwin. When we do actually defend ourselves in that situation that you described, first shots fired at us in our house by the bad guy, and we return fire, we get a clean shot, the perpetrator is dead, the police arrive, what's the likelihood that we're going to be arrested?
Well, I do want to finish up part of what I was saying before, but let's take what you just said. How do you know he was dead, sir? Are you a doctor? The prosecutor will use everything you say against you, and they're good at it. So in a clean shoot like we described here, if you're in a good area, like in Montana somewhere, they'll pat you on the back, they'll haul the body out, you'll probably spend the night at home. In Tucson, under the prosecutor we have down there, they'll haul you into jail for questioning, even though the shoot is about as clean as it gets. It depends, unfortunately, on who's in charge, and it depends on what you say. Most people will try and talk their way out of things. And you've taken it already to the point where the police show up. Mm-hmm. The first contact is going to be that 911 call, so let me jump back to that.
Okay.
I have five different solutions in my book, After You Shoot, which is up at gunlaws.com. The perfect solution is a bill we've introduced in the Arizona legislature and some other legislatures have introduced, a 911 limited immunity law, which basically says if you make a good faith call to the authorities to summon medical and police assistance after a shooting, those phone calls can't be used against you in a court of law, but you can use them in your defense. So you're protected from what they call excited utterances, where you go, I just shot some guy, I hope he dies, the guy tried to kill me. And those statements will be used against you, I hope he dies. That's a very likely thing to say with your blood pressure up and your adrenaline flowing and your ears ringing from the blast of the gun. But those are not things your lawyer would ever have you say. You want to be protected from those statements. So short of having that law passed, what you want to say on the 911 call is an ad narum statement. Ad narum is Miranda backwards. And think about this, Vincent. The police come and they read you your rights. The state, the great state, reads you your rights. You should be reading them your rights, except that would tick them off. So we came up with a very short statement. Many lawyers have something on the back of their cards. The USCCA has a statement you're supposed to read. Marty Hayes' organization has a statement they think you should read. We came up with a four-word statement so that you can remember it really easily and not make anything incriminating. And here it is. I was just attacked. Anybody can remember that. You call 911 and you say, I was just attacked. Now, that sets you up as the victim, and it's very important for the whole process to go down as you're the victim, so there's somebody else who's a criminal. And then the police respond accordingly, and the whole court system goes down with somebody else is the defendant, and you're the victim. So the whole prosecutorial system goes down that way, and the I was just attacked makes the assumption that medical assistance is needed, police response is needed, and you don't make incriminating statements. Now, there's a lot more to it, but if you can remember, I was just attacked, and then hang up the phone, because they'll get your address from your phone call, and then call your attorney, and you should have one ahead of time. You don't want to go shopping for a lawyer when you need one. Just like you don't want to go shopping for a gun when you need one, you should have that ahead of time, too. So does that help answer your question?
Absolutely. And, class, please remember that. Number one, quote, I was just attacked, unquote. Hang up the phone. Step number two, call your attorney that you already have in place. He's seen your face. He knows your name. He knows where you live. He knows about who you are. Alan Corwin's with us. What a fabulous class. No kidding. Class, I hope you share the link to this podcast, this archive, with all of your friends and family. No kidding. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive. Now, meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Collin Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lead back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment.
environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, this is probably one of the single most important classes to pay attention to in the history of USAPrepares.com. A lot of you have firearms. A lot of you want to have firearms. But what happens when you discharge that firearm and you take the life of another person? Alan Corwin just said, here's a simple statement. Someone comes in, shoots in your house, at you, misses you, you return fire, kill that person. Number one, you make the call to 911. I was just attacked, is what you say. You hang up the phone, you call your attorney immediately thereafter. Now, Alan, what happens after that? Will 911 call you back?
Will they call you back? Well, depends on the jurisdiction you're in. Only about 95 or 96% of America has 911 service. 911 is actually fairly new. It didn't start until the mid-1960s. And yes, in some jurisdictions, they will call you back and try and tie up your phone so that you can't make another call. The call to your attorney, who should be on your speed dial, and you should already have, and I don't know if this made it before the break, you should already have an attorney who you know is willing to get up at 2 in the morning and drive to where you live, mm-hmm. which adds another problem. Let's say you live in Missouri, but you're in Texas when this occurs, adds mm-hmm. another little piece of the problem. You know what? We're focusing a lot here internally on what about me? What about me if I'm in a shooting? We started with the problems the country faces, and these hours go by so fast, Vincent. Let's focus externally on what can we do to protect the country and what can we do to look outside ourselves to improve the situation out there. And if you want more on how to win a gunfight and what to do after a shooting, that's why I write these books. I am so okay. consumed with protecting the nation and ourselves. Like I said, I finished my 14th book called Your First Gun, Should You Buy One, and Join 60 Million Safely Armed American Homes. Most of the people in your audience, I'm guessing, already have a gun. But this book is written for them to help save the nation. Because the more people who own a firearm, the better and stronger we are politically. Because when you own a gun, you're holding freedom in your hand. You're holding physical freedom. You've heard this many times. You can't arm a slave and expect them to remain a slave. And people who don't own guns or don't get it or don't understand it, when you take somebody like that to the range, and I'm sure you've experienced this, they love it. They have
absolutely.
Fun. They smile. They thought guns were dangerous and scary. Now they know guns are dangerous because they're supposed to be, and they're having a good time, and they want to try that other gun. And they always ask you the same thing, do you have any more ammo? Because, right? They won't say that.
Alan, you're absolutely right. We have some instructors who have, as their spouses, surgeons. And we had one of our instructors come over to the farm a couple weeks ago with his wife, who was a surgeon, and she said she wanted to buy a handgun. And I said, well, before you do that, let's try some and see right. what you think. Well, she decided that she liked the feel. But now, she has never shot a pistol.
Right.
She's a surgeon, middle-aged surgeon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She said she liked the feel of my 1911 in 45. Mm-hmm. She liked the 357 Magnum that my wife carries. There you go. So out there we were plinking, and what did she decide that she really wanted? A 45. Can you imagine
that? I love
that? Can you
now,
imagine
a
that?
Lot of people will answer the question, what kind of gun should I get? And they'll say, you need a 38, lady, or you should carry a 45, or they'll decide what kind of gun you should want. And it's like shoes. You can't tell a person what kind of shoes to get. You have to try them on. So that's the whole purpose of this book, Your First Gun.
Mm-hmm.
What I did was make it so cheap that people could buy them in quantity and give them away to people who don't have a gun, don't understand guns, so we could bring more people into this hobby, this sport, this traditional American pursuit. If we can add a million gun owners to the body politic, we are strengthening our rights. When people say, what can I do? They want to do something. Well, you can join a Tea Party. You can join a political group. You can listen to Vincent's program. But if you want to do something, I made the book $10, but we're selling them four for $20. So you can buy a bunch and give them away. And they're up at gunlaws.com, and almost every the book came out 2 weeks ago. It's my latest. Almost everybody who's getting one is getting four, and they're giving them to their cousins and their coworkers and people they know who either hate guns, and they ask all the questions like, isn't keeping a gun in your house dangerous? And the answer is, of course it's dangerous. It's supposed to be dangerous. It wouldn't be any good if it wasn't dangerous, and you're supposed to be an adult and handle the danger like the other 60 million homes that have guns, and that's why we do it, and that's what makes America safe, and that's what stops crime, and that's why America is still free. And they scratch their heads and they go, huh, I never thought of that, and they're not getting that in the evening news. And this skinny little easy-reading book opens their eyes. And when they ask, where would I put the thing? And what if a criminal already has a gun pointed at me? And what good is it if I keep it locked up? These questions stop them from getting involved in firearms, and this is an easy way to get them into it without even the scary idea of a gun itself. In fact, there's not even a picture of a gun on the cover, and it doesn't even go into great detail on how guns work. It deals with these social and cultural issues that they don't get and don't understand and need to overcome.
Alan, one of our instructors is a pretty well-known guy to those that are part of our class. His name is Mike Ma. And Mike Ma was in Oklahoma, and he was at a convenience store, and a gun-wielding man came into the convenience store and pointed a handgun at the clerk behind the counter, and then he pointed it at other people in the convenience store. And our instructor, Mike Ma, was armed. And it looked like somebody was going to get shot. And Mike Ma decided that he was not going to let that happen. So he drew his handgun, and he pointed it at the gun-wielding perpetrator, shot him, and did exactly what you would expect. Shot him. The guy was down on the ground. Mike Ma then scanned for, you know, accomplices, mm-hmm. and found they were outside. They took off, and the police came. Mike Ma was not arrested. He was not arrested. Good. It was very clear what happened. And that was a great situation.
That's great. And plenty of witnesses.
Right. And the reason I mentioned the term concealed carry is because that's what my permit says on it.
Right.
Concealed carry.
They all do. But we still, our permits in Arizona also say CCW, carry a concealed weapon, but mm-hmm. we still talk about it as discreet carry.
Yeah. And I'm going to change my vocabulary starting today.
We're fighting back on all of that. We don't even say pro-gun anymore. And this is an important point. If you hate guns and you think guns are bad, then the correct position to take is to be anti-gun. And if you're pro-gun, then you're the devil. But what you really are is pro-rights. And if you're pro-rights, what does that make the other side? Anti-rights. So when people ask me if I'm pro-gun, I tell them, well, I'm pro-rights. What are you? And they're anti-rights. And you're pro-freedom, pro-liberty, pro-self-defense. They are anti-rights, anti-liberty, and anti-self-defense. And you start winning the argument just based on the words. You shouldn't let them get away with what they do. They think if you're pro-gun, you're the devil. You shouldn't let them get away with it. We have a whole politically corrected glossary up at gunlaws.com. You can change your language, and along with getting other people to buy a firearm and learn about it, you can change the way you speak and start winning this. Let me get back to a point a moment ago, because a lot of people ask, if I keep it locked up, what good is it? Colonel Jeff Cooper, the father of the modern technique of shooting, said that a gun that's safe isn't worth anything. So let's go back to tactics for a moment. Everybody knows the rules for gun safety, but those are the rules for making sure a gun doesn't fire. Treat every gun as if it's loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to fire. Those are approximately the rules, and there are different versions. But there are the Lovejoy rules for using a firearm to protect yourself. And those are, number one, you must have a gun. Number two, your gun should always be loaded and ready to fire. Number three, the first hit counts more than the first shot. And so the idea that a gun should always be safe and unloaded and locked up is extremely dangerous. Your gun should be ready to be used, and you should treat it in a way, as the first rule says, treat every gun as if it's loaded. So if you come into some houses out here in Arizona and you see a gun, you should presume it's loaded because it probably is. And that's the way it has to be able to protect you. Now, you may want to unload some of your guns if you have many, but if you treat them properly and you act like an adult, keeping them unloaded is dangerous because a gun that's safe isn't worth anything. And the left is actually trying to disarm the public by making guns safe. As far as they're concerned, you can have a gun as long as it's unloaded, locked up in a safe, and as soon as you load it, you're in trouble. That's what they did in Washington, D.C. The gun's okay as long as it doesn't work. And that's a very insidious way to disarm us. I have done so many political papers, which are also posted at gunlaws.com, on the ways they're coming after our guns. And they are as tricky as can be. I'll throw in a real quick one here about Dianne Feinstein's bill. I follow all these bills, and you can get on my email list and see what's going on. Her bill, S-150, lists all these guns she wants to outlaw. But the list is totally bogus and a smokescreen. It's a smokescreen. It means nothing. Because her bill says any gun with a grip is outlawed. I know that sounds ridiculous. Any gun with a grip, any semi-auto with a grip, every gun has a grip. The list doesn't matter. It's a smokescreen. It's camouflage.
Alan Corwin dispensing brilliant, brilliant strategies and advice. Gunlaws.com. I'm Vin Finelli. We're going to be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent to 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Interesting class with Alan Corwin. And class, we've got some new terminology that we're going to start using right now. All of us. Pro rights. Pro freedom. Pro self-defense. Alan, you've got on your website, gunlaws.com, a section, and you've got a page that says Tactics That Work. Would you like to tell us about that?
Oh, I've had that up there for a while. As I said earlier, I'm sort of consumed by this idea of protecting the country and fighting for freedom. And a lot of us are modern-day freedom fighters. People are always asking me, what can I do? And people want to do something. Well, educating yourself is part of it. And I came up with all these different tactics that you can do personally to advance the cause of freedom, to protect your rights, to protect your right to keep and bear arms, which is the main field I'm in. I've written 10 books on gun laws and gun rights. And one of the simplest things you can do is use your First Amendment right to assemble. You know, in some countries, you can't literally get together and talk politics. That may seem bizarre, but it's a suspicious activity in some places. And in fact, in America, it's becoming a suspicious activity sometimes. You should call together a handful of your close friends, get together over dinner, and simply discuss the question, what can we do to advance the cause of freedom and our right to keep and bear arms? It seems so simple, but people don't do it. They get together and they talk sports scores and BS and their wives and discuss what can we do to advance freedom. And you'll be surprised what comes out of that conversation. Now, you have to do this. It doesn't happen by itself. You have to stand up on your hind legs, and as an American, you can do this. Call together some friends, sit in a restaurant or in your home, but I like a restaurant, get out. I mean, you're a big boy. You can go out without getting your mom's permission, right? And discuss a question of freedom. People don't do this anymore. They used to do it all the time. And you will come up with plans and ideas for moving freedom ahead. And one of the easiest ones is to organize a shoot and get together at a range or on a farm or wherever you are and bring in people who don't go shooting and introduce them to firearms. And please start them out with a 22. Don't start out little people and old people with a cannon. Start them out with a 22. I've seen more people turned off to firearms because somebody gave them a 45 long Colt, and they now have a scar on their forehead that they'll never go away. I met a guy like that the other day. He owns a restaurant. He showed me the scar. He's proud of it, but come on. And that button at gunlaws.com, Tactics That Work, has dozens of ideas that are as simple as going out to dinner. Now, if you want to do something, you want to save the country, you see us going to hell in a handbasket, and you're not willing to go to dinner, then a pox on you and your family. You're not willing to do anything. And going to dinner is about as easy as there is. Taking a friend shooting, real easy. Do you have a media list? Do you even know what a media list is? It's the easiest thing in the world. When you watch Hannity or O'Reilly, and he says, O'Reilly at FoxNews.com, O'Reilly at FoxNews.com, write the damn thing down. Send him a letter. But more important than sending him a letter, send a letter to the Washington Post. I mean, those email addresses are easy to find. You can go on the web and find these things. You have a little email group that you use for your poker group or your relatives. Make a little email group for the news media and send them a 2 or 3 sentence letter once in a while. And here's the secret to getting ink. Compliment them in your first sentence. Take your local newspaper and say, you know, I saw that article you wrote about guns, and it was a very interesting and well-done article, even if the article was lousy. Tell them it was an interesting article, and I enjoyed reading it. They don't get enough compliments. They love seeing that. And then tell them, but you got this fact wrong, and give them the right fact. And all of a sudden, you get ink, and you start influencing the world. You can make a difference, but you have to stand up and do it.
Alan Corwin, great advice. Class, do what we do. We have a meetup every Monday. Between 110 and 200 people show up every Monday. We talk about exactly what Alan Corwin was talking about. We have a meetup. We talk about how to preserve our rights. Alan Corwin, gunlaws.com. Link on page one on the website, usapreparers.com. Alan, thank you so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.